This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Sun Home Saunas. Relax and rejuvenate your body and senses with an in-home sauna. Save $200 off any sauna or cold plunge with code MMA Nuts. Virbus Bikes, powerful, comfortable, and stylish electric bikes. Save 10% off with code FIT10. The Perfect Jean, special denim fabric that stretches for extra comfort and movement your man bits require. Save 15% off with code FIT15. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 623.
Whoa, 623!
My name's Engel Weigel.
Welcome to the MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. No vodka, no straight vodka,
no,
or water.
Just water.
Me too.
Straight water. I do have like Kramer hair going here. I don't know what's up with that, but whatever.
It's all good.
All good.
I would imagine a lot of people are listening to us versus videoing. Who knows? Mm-hmm. It's all smoke and mirrors, these things. So where should we start? The big fight over the weekend? Fucking Jake Paul, Nate Diaz.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Jake Paul rolling in a fucking tank. The fuck are you doing, man?
Wild shit. Nate Diaz has some kind of gangster rapper guy or something, rapper guy doing his thing and commentating in the middle of the fight, talking about how Nate's gonna beat his ass at some point. like this guy doesn't sound like he knows anything about combat sports. Like,
I'm not
sure why he's talking.
I have no idea. Yeah. And they had Dan Hardy on the call, which I thought was interesting. I'm like, oh, we probably brought him in for like the MMA guy kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Nate weighed in at 184.9 pounds.
Yeah.
And I guess we'll start. I'll ask you, what'd you think about the fight? Just give me your thoughts on everything.
I thought Nate had an interesting approach. I'm not sure if he was trying to tire Paul out with this, like, weird, I'm going to do this and just run at you with my elbows thing. I don't know. And it seemed like maybe that strategy worked to some extent because Paul did get a little tired at some points, but I'll say, you know, clearly Paul won. I mean, he had the knockdown in the fifth round on Nate, caught him on the temple and got him.
Yeah.
Good one.
I think I can show that because Jake Paul tweeted it out. So okay. I'll either show this or I won't. Let me turn the volume down. So I may just blur it out, but you can still see the whole thing. So let's post this. And take a gander,
catches him, boom.
And he almost fell out of the fucking ring.
He did. And, you know, he took the full count when he got back up, Nate did, and continued, shrugged it off. You know, I felt like Jake looked like he was stronger, more skilled. And during the broadcast, they kept talking about how Nate is not turning over his punches. And I wanted to get your take on that because they were saying in MMA, like, you can kind of pitter-patter guys from the side and it works, but in boxing somehow that doesn't work. I don't know why. Is that because of the big gloves or what the story is? But, you know, any thoughts?
Well, I was going to say, from what I saw, it didn't look like Nate Diaz was trying to me. Yeah. I mean, like you're saying, like, he's walking forward. And it's weird because I think there was a lot of hype for this fight because – when I have our friend Brian asking, should I buy this fight? I'm like, don't fucking waste your money. And then we have another one of our friends asking, like, who's going to win? I'm like, Jake's probably going to fucking win because of blah, blah, blah. But it just, he didn't seem like he was there to fight. It just seemed like he was there to spar and fuck around, have a good time. I think he, like, shot a single at some point and he guillotined him in the 9th or 10th round, like something stupid. But I thought there were right hooks open all day for Nate because Jake kept leaving the side of his head open and he wasn't taking it. So I'm like, he just kept going with the same stupid strategy. I'm just going to walk forward and hope you tire out. He tired out a little bit, but not enough where you're going to be able to overwhelm him.
And I think after the fight, Nate was even saying, oh, I had a fucking back injury, so I couldn't train properly. And
shoulder or something. And...
yeah, just some kind of bullshit. But it just, it really looked like he was just out there to play around and get paid. And a lot of fucking people came. That place looked packed and it was fucking loud as shit. Right.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, the strategy didn't seem to like you said, do him any favors. I don't know why he didn't try to use a little bit more of like boxing, stick and move kind of stuff, but it just, it looked sloppy. And I gave him like two rounds, maybe three. I think he won like the fourth and the eighth or something like that.
Yeah, that's all I gave him was two.
Not three. I think some of the judges gave him three, but I didn't see that. I mean, it really was all Jake Paul pretty much the whole way. And kudos to him for, you know, after the knockdown, even like he didn't go for broke all the time. Like he's paced himself and he was patient, you know, and he could have easily tired himself out against Nate's elbows and stuff, but he didn't, you know, he made it the distance. So I was pretty impressed, I got to say.
And he went to the body a lot too, because if he's coming up, the fucking body's wide open. Yeah. He's sneaking like uppercuts through the guard sometimes, and I mean, at the end of the day, too, everyone's got to remember Nate Diaz is a 155 pound fighter, and he was fighting at whatever 185 pounds.
Right.
And what I don't know what the fuck Jake actually weighs. If he's at 200 cutting to 185, he's obviously cutting, but. His skill level is amateur boxer at best. But again, amateur boxer can beat 90% of these fucking MMA guys.
In boxing.
Again, yes, in boxing. Because again, you got to process. And if I'm an MMA fighter, you're thinking about all this shit that I can't do versus Jake, who's only trained boxing, and he can just react. So he's got a huge advantage, plus age. Every one of these MMA guys that Jake fights, they're all fucking way older. So is what Ben Askren, who have, I don't even remember.
Anderson Silva. Yep.
Oh, Tyron Woodley, when he face planted, KO'd him.
Yep.
KO'd and now Tyron Nate Woodley. Diaz. So
sorry, I didn't know you wanted me to chime in.
I was blanking because I'm like, who the fuck did he fight? Like, he fought all MMA guys.
He did. Well, interestingly enough, I was going to save this for later, but since we're talking about it, I watched a new Netflix documentary about the Paul brothers. Specifically, this one was about Jake. Did you see this yet? It's called Untold, the Jake Paul, the Problem Child. It's on Netflix. Really good. And it talks, I have to admit, like, I didn't quite understand until watching that, how these guys became who they are. I thought they were just YouTube idiots or whatever, but there's actually like a trajectory of like intelligent thought process and how they went about creating their brand. And apparently they had a very stern father who borderline, I would say, abusive, if not actually abusive, but you know, didn't necessarily stop them from becoming successful. But, you know, Logan went one direction and Jake kind of went the other way, a little more grandiose and crazy. And he got himself in some trouble with the YouTube people, like his followers. And that's why he became a boxer. But I was like impressed in the fact that like there is a process here. Like he's not just fucking around, like intelligent dudes, big. And, you know, boxing to me, like even a couple of years ago, was totally dead. And these guys like this have figured out a way to create like this little bubble where it's like, I'm doing the boxing thing, but on my terms. Like, I don't need a promoter. I don't need all this bullshit. Like, I'm going to do my thing. And it's working because he's making millions. I mean, he's not making Mayweather money, but I'm not sure if he keeps
going.
But
he's like probably number two behind him. Yeah. Like, if you were going to say, like, who's the biggest boxer right now, if Floyd is current or not, he's number two behind Floyd, which is insane. Because like you're saying, he's created his own niche, and all he has to do is keep bringing these guys in and just keep working them. So, and then now, like I heard, like the payouts for this was insane. I think it was Nate Diaz's people said something along the lines of both he and Jake made well into the eight figures for this fight. So what are we talking, 15, 20 million?
Mm-hmm.
Each, like, for each guy, like, holy fuck.
Yeah, big pay-per-view. I wonder how many they sold. Probably quite a bit.
Yeah. And the other thing that was interesting, because Logan Paul even had like a WWE match that I believe he won in their fake world or whatever the fuck that is. And then he got on a plane and flew out to see his brother fight, and then he wins a fight. Like, that was fucking cool as shit. Because I guess he didn't even have time to change. So he just went into the fucking crowd with whatever his WWE gear was still on, like his black and yellow shit. I'm like, that was pretty dope to see. And then now going forward, since Nate lost his fight, Jake is saying, well, there is a $10 million offer on the table for Nate and him to fight MMA. And I believe that's $10 million a person.
Yeah, so, PFL, right?
That's... Yeah, and that's what's weird, because I don't know if Nate wants to cross the UFC to make that happen. And especially, like, I don't know, if you get, let's just call it $20 million he got for this fight. Another $10 million in MMA. Like, who do you think wins that in MMA world? Because I guess it depends on what weight are we fighting at. If you can make Jake cut down to 170... Because it's either, it has to be 170 or it's 185, and I think it's to Nate's advantage to make it 170.
Well, they can do the 180
catch weight.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, you can do anything, sure.
Right. I mean, but I thought I heard Nate talking about he's trying to return to the UFC. I mean, right. that's kind of his goal. So I don't know. You know, they've been good to him. So depending on what kind of fights they offer him over there, but you know, $10 million, that's.
Like, let me just take this one off and then I'll come back and see you guys, because it's too much money. I don't think Dana would begrudge him for that. They had a pretty decent relationship.
Yeah, you got to get paid. It's just, the problem is if he loses to Jake in MMA,
that's a problem.
That's a big risk, right? So, but who wins? I mean, it depends. Like, how much time's going to pass before they do this? 6 months, a year? Or are we talking?
Let's just call it 6 months.
I think 6 months and Nate Diaz submits his ass. That's what I think will happen. Because I think smaller... See, I don't know, though, because Paul has some power. So, like, smaller gloves, if he connects, I mean, he might knock Nate out. It's possible.
Maybe. Question. I mean, the thing that Nate's got going for him is he is tough as hell to finish, right? So he can get rocked and still be able to submit him off his back.
Yeah, I don't see Jake wanting to take it to the ground. Although... he does have a wrestling background. So I think he wrestled in high school and some in college.
That's huge.
Maybe didn't go to college. I don't know.
The wrestler usually wins. And even that's where I'm wondering, because it really depends on what weight class are we fighting. And the thing that Nate also has is that cardio advantage, because Jake is so used to these 3 minute rounds.
Yep.
So Nate could drag him into the deep water, especially if he could get him to take a five minute round fight. That's 25 minutes. And that's, he'll fucking drag him down. That's some deep water for Jake. Mm-hmm. I mean, Nate should win that fight, but I think out of all these crossover fights, I think this one would be the closest out of any of them. As far as like a non-MMA guy coming in and beating the MMA guy. I mean, it's happened before. Ray Mercer, Tim Sylvia, and there's probably a ton of other examples. But, you know, not guys that are way out of their prime. Like, Nate's right at that edge of, I think, being out of the sport, unfortunately. But, again, I wasn't happy with that performance. So,
no.
We'll see. Entertaining, yes, but I don't think it was worth however much was spent on said pay-per-views.
No. Yeah, do you hear that? There's some weird thing playing in the background.
No.
One second.
Hang on.
Okay, never mind. I got it. It's some ad that's playing in the background. Sorry, whoever was, if anybody heard that.
I didn't hear it, so you're good.
Okay, good.
But that's weird if you heard it and I didn't, because we should both hear it.
Maybe I'm crazy.
No, I wouldn't hear it because you're not sharing sound.
I'm not.
It's just you.
It's coming through my speakers, which is weird because I have my headphones on. So it's a ghost in my machine.
This is Zoom. It's the AI. They're fucking tracking everything.
Yeah.
The only other thing I wanted to mention about the fight was they had Nick Diaz was there, And he was talking about, hey, man, I want to get in on some of this action, this boxing action. Mm-hmm. So there may be some Logan Paul versus Nick Diaz, the older brothers fight.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be into that because I think at the end of the day, Nick is the better boxer. Mm-hmm. And Logan is not the better Paul. So it's like you get, there's a double whammy there. So, but I don't know if Logan wants that fucking smoke, does he? Because he's got that WWE life now.
Yeah.
Will he come back?
Maybe. The money's right. I think he would consider it. I think it could be interesting. For shizzle.
Yeah. But again, Nick's past his prime too. So it's not like he's, it's unfortunate.
In the streets, like your video, I know, right? From a couple weeks
he's
ago.
Throwing leg kicks. Like, what the fuck is this guy doing? Like, you should be throwing bombs at your moms. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's all I had for that event, unless you had anything else.
No. Should we talk a little sponsors?
Yep. Good.
All right. Brought to you by Manscaped. Public service announcements. Attention, all my bearded beasts from stubble to mane. If you didn't already know, Manscaped now sells beard products. You heard that correctly. The leaders in below the waist grooming changed the game with their Beard Hedger Pro Kit, and now they're going a step further with their brand new Handyman, an electric face shaver for a quick and convenient. That could have gone a few different
ways.
You
won't even, you also, you'll clean your pipes out or something.
So if you're looking to achieve a clean shaven look, whether you're looking to sharpen up or your neckline or give your face that smooth finish, the Handyman has you covered. Go to manscaped.com/MMA nuts for 20% off and free shipping. It's time to go to from 5 o'clock shady to yeah, baby.
And no one likes a weird beard. That's right. So say goodbye to your stubble trouble with Manscaped Beard Hedger.
And remember, you can get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. Hit the refresh button with Manscaped.
That's right. And this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Remember the days when you're always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in the beds, bedrooms, wherever you're having fun time. Listen up, bluechew.com.
Does it work? Don't think you need it? Try it free for a month and see. You're going to love it. You could be missing out on the best sex of your life. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the US of A and prepared and shipped directly to your door in a discreet package. And the best part, it's all done on the internet. You don't have to go to a weird pharmacy and stand in line waiting for your stuff. Comes right to your front door in a discreet package.
That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. Package for your package, as you'd say. And Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at bluechew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com. Promo code NUTS to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. And did you know this episode is also sponsored by the Ridge Wallet? My favorite wallet. I love the leather. You can get your cards in the middle, your cash on the side, and nice and thin, slim, durable, tasty, delicious.
Yes, and it holds up to 12 cards plus room for cash. It's over 30 colors and styles, including carbon fiber and burnt titanium. The wallets have over 50,000 five-star reviews. Durable material means each wallet comes with a lifetime warranty. The Ridge team is so confident that you'll like it, they'll let you test drive it for 99 days. You can send it back for a full refund if you don't love it.
That's right. You go to ridge.com/MMA nuts to get the best deal possible. And maybe even use our code. Just like that. Back to the show.
Back to the show. So I want to talk to you about UFC 291 that just happened, right?
Yes.
Because interestingly enough, Utah has given the fighters on this particular card the option of disclosing or not disclosing.
Okay.
They're guaranteed money. So I was looking into this just yesterday, And apparently there's only four different fighters, that were able to disclose their numbers. And it was Bobby Green, Kevin Holland, Gabriel Bonfim, and CJ Vergara. And out of those four, Kevin Holland apparently made almost $400,000. And his defeat over Michael Chiesa. And I was curious about your thoughts about this. Like, why would someone want to versus not want to disclose their pay?
Well, I think it's showing off, or showing off for the wrong way. Like, look at me. This is what I'm getting paid, motherfucker. And I think that's interesting, because I feel like the commission should have to realize it. Here we go. Release it. This is a weird scenario. Like, why does the fighter have to approve it? In the past, it was always public. It was always public. And now they have these weird bylaws or amendments or however they're having it in the athletic commissions where they don't have to release it.
Yeah. So, well, I guess this all stemmed from fighters saying, like, you know, if you release our numbers, it hinders our ability to negotiate on future events, because like, if somebody's paying us this number, it's going to be hard to get more or whatever. So I can see some, I guess, validity in that, but it's just, I don't know, I find it interesting that the people are giving choices now as far as that goes.
Yeah, I think it's better for the fighters if all the pay is released. You could see exactly like, what the fuck is the champion making, what is the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and it's not always going to be, the pay shouldn't be based on rankings, but it's also going to be based on who's actually selling fucking tickets. I mean, it's hard to tell if you're not the headliner, but you can see like Conor McGregor, it's pretty fucking clear when he's the headliner what the sales are. It's multiple millions of fucking pay-per-view buys, you know. But I think when you hide it, it's bad for the fighters and good for the promotion, because then nobody knows what anybody's making. Anytime shit gets public, then you know, like, oh, that guy's making this, I should be making more or less based on kind of my standing in the company. So I want to see more. I'm glad at least four guys were nice enough to post that.
Ballsy.
Yeah, because one guy on a 12-on-12 decided to post it. Gabriel Bonfim. Anyway, I saw like the UFC over this weekend. I just want to show one guy made a post. He had written on the whiteboard, and you got to get a little closer. He says, "Garth Brooks kills people. Where are the bodies, Garth?" and this is funny because it's from the podcast Your Mom's House, where they have a running joke about Garth Brooks is a fucking serial killer.
Really?
So that's where this stems from, even to the point where the one of the hosts, Tom Segura, he's gotten banned off of Garth Brooks' Instagram from posting, because now if you look at Garth Brooks' Instagram, all it says is shit that's been said on Your Mom's House. So it's like, they just bomb every single fucking post. So I thought this was a nice subtle throw over to Your Mom's House. So that's my favorite podcast right now. They're just goofy.
Your Mom's House. You love that one, huh?
So I saw that. Let's talk about UFC this weekend. Briefly, Luque Dos Anjos. It's actually some decent fights. Luque and Dos Anjos, that's a tight odds matchup. Cub Swanson, this light heavyweight bout should be a fucking knockout. Khalil Roundtree, Chris Dodkaus, you got Vienna. Scrolling. Where are the no picture guys?
There you go.
All right, thank you. Two. I like the main card, though. What else is happening?
Yes. So over the weekend, we had SummerSlam, right, happening. And apparently, Ronda Rousey getting submitted and put to sleep. I won't show the video, but I'll show you the picture. I'm sure that's fine, right?
Yes.
Photos on the Twitterverse. There she is. Shayna Baszler becoming the first becoming the first person to submit Ronda Rousey in a athletic competition. I don't know what you call WWE. It seems like
entertainment.
Acting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's athletic not entertainment.
Athletic energy. It's not a combat sport.
Yeah.
But the critics are saying that this may be Ronda Rousey's swan song, as she's in the end of her career here.
Well, she did post that there was nothing, something along the lines of there's nothing else more for her there.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that means. Is it, because I heard another rumor that maybe she could come back to the UFC and they'd just give her a belt because she, for some reason, I don't remember what the reasoning was.
Just like hand it to her? Just like,
yeah, like here's the one, you're the 145 champ now.
Okay.
But I feel like she'll never come back, even though I would like to see that. I would like to see the Misha Tate, Ronda Rousey 3. But again, she could also go wherever she wanted. If she was, I don't know how you want to say this, woman enough to go fight Chris Cyborg after, I'm still bitter about that, of all the shit she ever talked to Chris Cyborg, and we never got to see that fight.
We didn't.
Everyone's way past their prime, but I mean, fucking do that. But is there still an appetite for Rousey in MMA? I guess that's a question.
Nah, I have no interest. Do you?
Only if it's Chris Cyborg, because I know where that one's going to go.
I would watch that for sure.
Yeah. But as far as any, and Misha Tate,
I'd watch that. Yeah.
And maybe even a side dish of Holly Holm. Watch her fucking head kick her off.
One, again. Two, three. Well, yeah. Maybe there's
all in one night
turn of events.
Close optional.
Tate breaks Ronda Rousey's arm or something. Well, it'd be crazy.
Wouldn't surprise me. Anything can happen.
Yes.
So we shall see. I saw there's a lot of Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk news floating around.
Oh yeah.
So I saw the Zuck had installed an octagon in his backyard.
No way.
Apparently the wife was a little pissed off because I guess she's been working on the grass for 2 years. He's like, we've got like a lot of space. So like that was interesting. I didn't know there were squabbles with the wife when you have quadrillions of dollars and God knows how many houses. And then Elon said they're going to stream the fight on yeah. It's weird calling it X. I kind of like it as X now because it's dark. It's very dark and moody. And he also said all the proceeds are going to go to charity. And I think Zuckerberg was giving him some grief. Like, why can't we post on somewhere else? And then after all that, Elon said, you know, he's getting an MRI done on his neck and upper back tomorrow, which may require surgery. So the fight may be in jeopardy. Is this fight happening or not?
Yeah, well, I think it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. But I still think it's not going to be the way we think. I think it's going to be some weird virtual thing or something goofy.
Some bullshit metaverse in the metaverse on X.
Didn't Elon try to name something else X before too? I thought he did.
Well, he had a company named X.com. I think I don't know if it was related to PayPal or not, but he's owned that before. He loves
that letter.
Yes. Because I think even Triple H, I saw a tweet for him because he was doing his. He's like, I know something about the X. If you need some training, I'm like, oh no, don't get the fake wrestlers involved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I still am under impression that this Zuckerberg Musk fight happens before fucking Conor McGregor ever comes back.
Well, it seems like McGregor is just off the deep end anyways. I've stopped paying attention. He sounds like a buffoon who's like doped up, coked up, you know, you name it, and drinking all the time. Like, I don't know. He's got too much money and too much fame and he's just enjoying it all.
There's like zero incentive to come back. Like, he got to that point, and that's where it goes to fighter pay. When you make too much money, there's no incentive for you to come back. And especially with him, with that injury, it's you're not the same. He's never going to be the same. And he may be better having a boxing match with someone than fucking kicking and getting leg kicked in the compromised leg, even though there's probably a fucking titanium rod in there. You don't want to get kicked in that.
No.
So
I don't think you want to.
Anyway, what else is happening?
Well, it appears Dwayne The Rock Johnson has gifted a UFC fighter a new house. Themba Gorimbo, apparently. He bought him a house in Miami. He was down, I guess Gorimbo was down to his last few bucks in his bank account. And The Rock was like, I connect with your story, man. I'm going to buy you a house, brother. And he did. So I don't have a picture of said house.
No, but it's cool. There was a nice video of the whole.
Yeah. It's like 10 minutes long. Yeah. If you Google it, you can find it on Twitter. And he's calling it his $7 journey. Said he's been there. Rock said he's been there before. I understand how it is. And here you go. Here's the house. So
that's cool. You help one fighter out. Can we, you know, since all the other fighters are wearing your shoes and promoting them for free, can we get all the other fighters a little bonus pay or something?
Like Taylor
Swift? Well, I don't need a house, but yeah, you could Taylor Swift all the other fighters. I'm okay with this.
Gave $100,000 to all of her truck drivers, apparently. It's like spent like $5 million or something crazy.
Seriously, all these fucking fighters are wearing his shoes, whatever the fuck they are. I mean, I'm not going to begrudge him for doing something nice, because I think it's at the end of the day, it's the UFC's fault for that sponsor nightmare. But a little, you give him a little taste. I liked it when it was open, because it was always whoever the hardest working fighter was the one who's going to get the most sponsors and, you know, make the most money. Mm-hmm. My God, I missed that. And they were getting stupid money, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And you didn't have to be like, you just had to be an exciting fighter. Like, fuck.
Yep.
What else is happening? Oh, I saw. Here's a question. So Mike Tyson is training Francis Ngannou for his fight against Tyson Fury. Mm-hmm. So what percent chance do you think that gives to Ngannou to win the fight by having Tyson helping him train? I have a couple pictures from that as I pose this question, so I'll share those with you.
How long is the training? When is this fight? I forgot when this fight's supposed to happen.
It's a good question. I'm gonna have to look that up. But
okay, I think Tyson in your corner certainly helps. The thing with that is like, you can be told many tips and tricks and ways to do things, but it's a whole other thing to integrate it into your being, you know, like, because fighters are instinctual, and a lot of times why they win is because they react before they think. And I think Ngannou's MMA thing, like you've mentioned many times, is going to trump a lot, and he's going to be a hair slower, you know. So even with all of that, I think it helps, but does it help a lot? I don't know. You know, maybe if they had a couple of years, I would say that would probably help a hell of a lot. Because similar guys, big, large, strong, you know, heavyweights, you know, I'm sure Mike can help him figure out. And we don't even know what kind of a boxer Ngannou is going to be. Is he going to be like on the outside, inside, brawler? Is he going to take this George Foreman approach and just club people to death? Like, what's happening? You know, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to say 5%. I think it's about a 5%. It's not bad. It's just, it's limited time. That's the problem. But Mike is a wealth of knowledge. And like, how he came up as a boxer was to study so many of the older boxers. So like, he's got such a grasp and understanding of the sport, maybe better than anybody else in the fucking world. It's debatable. He's got a lot. And it's also like, how good of a coach is he? Hard to say, because you may have all that knowledge, but can you transfer that knowledge too? Don't know. Because is Mike high off his ass or not? I don't know. That motherfucker seems to be on mushrooms and the weeds. Like 2 weeks ago or last week, he was displaying that weed gun and he's fucking putting it in his mouth. I'm taking all the weeds. So anyway, what else is happening?
I think my last thing before I have some just random stuff is gonna be John Lineker. you know, over the weekend, one championship. I'm not sure if we're allowed to show this, but
go ahead.
I'm going to go ahead. Jay Wong Kim, you know, they had a pretty nice fight, and it came down to, hold on a second. Here we go. So last couple of seconds, Lineker in the black trunks, Wong Kim in the red.
Well, Lineker, you know, looks swole.
He does. He looks pretty big, you know, and here they are. It's the end of like a pretty brutal 3-round slobber knocker. Lineker looking a little worse for the wear, but catches him with that nice hook.
Good body and, hook.
And finishes this thing with like 4 seconds to go. Man. So nice. Good for him. Looking solid. Like you said, strong and swole.
Yeah. I saw Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. They just announced that the Association of Boxing Commissions voted to approve unified fighting rules for bare knuckle fights in the United States on August 2nd. So now it looks like they can hold events everywhere now versus like Alabama or wherever the fuck we're holding. I think Florida, it was a handful of states. It was similar to the early UFC where it was only a certain amount of states would allow it, and then it got banned. So good for them. I mean, and who the fuck? Oh, I was watching the Fight Companion for Joe Rogan had one. It was him, Shab, and Eddie Bravo. Because I'm like, oh, I'll just turn this on. It was decent. And I guess Shab was saying that Jorge Masvidal was offering him unspeakable amounts of money to do bare knuckle MMA for Jorge Masvidal's organization.
Really?
Like,
why?
Multiple millions of dollars. And Shab's like, no. Just no, I'm done. I can't do it. Because he was saying he'd have to put everything on hold for like 4 months, and he's 10 years out of fighting. But again, these guys have so much money because they have all these partners with deep pockets, so they can just pay all the people. What, like, who is he doing? Dos Santos and Verdum, you know, bare knuckle MMA. Like, yeah. Fuck. You're probably paying them millions of dollars. So it seems like it's great if you had made a name in the UFC and then you can bounce out now. Because now all these other orgs, these offshoots are paying a lot of money. But again, bare knuckle, you're going to take a lot of fucking damage, broken hands and face. But
yep.
Millions of dollars might be worth it unless you can get that sweet boxing match against one of these fuckers. But anyway, what else you got?
What else? Well, I have a couple quick things. And so we have two. Heidi Klum recently turned 50, if you remember.
Supermodel.
Hold on, let me get on that one. Here we go. And here she is in a bikini. I know we're on this kick of, I mean...
You're sharing your whole screen, but that's all right.
Didn't mean to do that. Hold on.
I'll fix it. I'll black screen that. I don't like how it shares screen. There you go.
There you go. Perfect. There she is, having some morning coffee in a very nice bikini.
Hard to argue with.
This is 50. If this is 50, Matt, I mean,
shit. I'm saying
it's pretty solid. And then. Also have one last thing. Mallory Lareda looking quite amazing in this new little outfit here. I'll zoom in for you. I don't know what you call these, but I need to order me some. Not for me, but you know, for the ladies. So big fan.
She'll show up a little later.
Okay. And that's all I got till knowledge.
Okay. All right, I'll go on a little run. So I'm going to show this. So apparently ESPN has been showing professional pillow fighting now.
Oh, nice.
On their thing. So okay. I remember seeing this before, but I didn't think this was a ESPN type sport, right?
No, I think you've showed me this once, like some YouTube thing, but now it's on TV, huh?
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Is this like the Ocho or something?
No, I think this person's, I think they said it was regular ESPN, but hard to say. Because if they have the thing on the bottom, it's got to be like 2 or 3. So maybe it is like the Ocho or some bullshit, but I didn't know it went pro. I didn't know you could go pro. Should I start training? Can I get in?
I'll go pro in that shit. I think I could do okay in that.
Can we put some rocks in them fucking pillows?
Right.
Like, what the fuck, man? And then I saw, I think, the weirdest face-off that I've ever seen. I gotta mute the fucking sound. Okay. Oh, hang on. Where'd that go? I'm fucked here. Hang on. I tried to share, but I'm on the wrong screen. So whenever I'm hearing sound in the background. It's your speakers again?
I think it is.
Speakers playing shit.
Something weird. Weird things are afoot in the Circle K, man.
Seriously.
There we go.
So strange.
I think I figured it out.
Okay. So here we go. So we have these two facing off. And then this fighter pulls out a syringe and appears to inject himself with Hulk semen, which seems a little weird because, you know, he could just swallow that. But what are we doing? What the fuck's going
on? Very strange stuff. Very strange.
I don't know. Still a little tweet a week. I gotta get away from that. It's so creepy because the sounds the guy was making was so weird. Oh, I'm gonna have to go back because Jesus Christ, I missed like one of the biggest things I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Thank God I had it and
go back
here.
I'm ready.
So there was a fight in baseball, and it's the first time I've ever seen an umpire back off and let them go like they were hockey fighters. So I'm going to play this and we'll see what happens.
Oh, I didn't know if I could show that. Okay. Yeah.
It's I'm gonna do it and we'll see. We may get pulled down.
Jose Ramirez. Yep. Happened last night, I think.
Yeah.
Two nights ago, Saturday.
But I'm like, I'm glad they let him swing, but the rest of the players need to stay out of it. And I want to just talk about like such poor technique. And God damn it, the White Sox guy got knocked out. We're from Chicago. I support the White Sox.
Well, but Robin Ventura and Nolan Ryan, I feel like the Sox are not good at boxing. We should stop.
Well, and I'll just say when Robin ran out, he didn't know what to do. He just ran into a headlock and got rung up. And Nolan was way bigger and way older. But this is another.
And he had
day.
The high ground. Duh. You know, you can't.
Right.
You
can't attack him. No. But, just terrible technique from this guy because he came out southpaw and I don't even think he's a southpaw. And he's just throwing jabs and not even recovering the punch and protecting his head. And then even on the slow-mo, which I'll play here, you can see.
Had his hands down.
Yeah, and then he's throwing to the body and the other guy's throwing wild haymakers to the head with his eyes closed. And he just happens to catch him, luckily. He has no idea where he's throwing.
Oh, Ramirez catches
the luckiest punch ever.
Tim Anderson's having a horrible season. He's like one of our best players the last few years, and he's just having a bad year. And I think he didn't like the way Ramirez was talking to him after the tag.
No, you can't put your hand in my face.
Yeah.
Like, I get that. But again, applaud the ump for just stepping out of the way and letting him go at it.
Let him
but
go.
Then they released the suspensions today. So the White Sox player, 6 games.
Yep.
The other guy, 3 games. And then a handful of other guys, 1 game. But why can't we just treat this like hockey? See, this would get me to watch fucking baseball. If you just, if two guys had a problem, they just fucking drop the glove or gloves, however you want to do it. They throw down. We put a fucking penalty box in too, right? You get penalty boxes on both sides. You got fucking bullpens, but put the penalty box somewhere where the fans can see them. And maybe give them like an inning or two. You got to sit out and then you can get back in. That's your fucking whatever. But if you have the penalty boxes and you have the ladies with the big titties behind them, like smashing them up against the glasses, the glass behind them, I don't know. I think they need to think outside the box, and you want to attract fans, have a couple fights every once in a while. And that would eliminate these large scale brawls where you have a larger chance for more people to get injured versus just one-on-one.
That's what happened in this. The aftermath was like round two was a full scale melee for like quite a while between these two teams during this game. So
see, that's the problem. And when two guys are fighting like that, I think what the rule is anybody comes in, multiple game suspension. You just say, let the two guys throw. and the ump's going to have to decide when to stop. That's when it's tough. Because I mean, you're going to have to ask the hockey refs, like, when do we step in and when don't we? And that's what you have to do. You can't have third man in. And part of the problem on this fight was the fucking pitcher who didn't like help his teammate. He just kind of like, oh, kind of stop you. Like, you're either in or you're out, dickhead. You in or you're out. You went in halfway and you fucked your teammate on that one. So
yeah.
I don't know. I just want things to be more exciting. And I feel like if you could let guys do that, we'd have less melees altogether.
I agree. Probably. I mean, that was pretty exciting to watch.
Fuck so yeah. And what was everyone talking about? A fucking baseball fight. That never happens.
It never happens.
I've never seen one as clean as that, like where the refs or the ump stepped away. So kudos to everyone involved.
Yes. Fantastic.
And I don't even think the suspension's happened yet, because I think it's got to go before like probably the Players Association has to get involved, and then they work that shit out.
Well, but it's not going to matter for Tim Anderson. The Sox are so bad this year. It's like six games is nothing. Like when you think about it, a baseball season has 162 games. Like,
but why don't they get the same amount? Like, why doesn't, because I mean, he got fucking KO'd, he gets six games, the other guy KO'd him gets three.
Well, because they consider him the one who started it. He's the one who dropped his glove and decided to throw down. He's like,
well, the other guy didn't have a glove to drop.
Yeah, it's a good point.
I think they're equal combatants. The other guy could have ran away.
He could have.
Yeah, it's just it's fun. Let's do more of this. Yeah, let's see what else we got. Tweet of the week. See, now it ties right in. So goes right back to this game. This is from Kyle. He says Tim's playing a long game with the body shots. Yeah, that one didn't work right out. He fucking caught one right in the chin.
He did.
And oh Jesus. I'm gonna turn this sound off. This is from Lance on Twitter at Born a Kang. And he tweets this out. He's like, this shirt was fighting for its life. This is a lady on one of them, probably drop rides or something. I'm not quite sure. This poor shirt.
Whoa.
It's about to get ruptured. Like my spleen.
Yowza. These videos are the best.
Is this what TikTok's for? Should I be on the TikToks?
I don't know. I
didn't watch it this far. I'm reloading, but you get the gist of it. Shirts are fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a little KO of the week.
Ooh, I have one to submit, which is KO of the week and/or knowledge. But
all right, I'm gonna share some sound because I want to hear some horrific screams in the background. It may be super loud.
Oh damn.
He got stiffened. He may be dead. We're not sure.
Ouch.
That's all I got. Well, you got one for a little KO action?
I do, and I am going to share sound with it. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna set this up before.
Okay.
So you understand. So there's this thing in like the bullfighting thing, the rodeo thing called the Ring of Fire. If you see that, there's this like ring, right? And they do it a bunch of different ways. Sometimes they're up on a platform around.
Do they light it on fire?
Sometimes there's water in the middle, like a pit, you know. The idea being is that everybody stands around and there's this bull that runs around, right? And if you're off the line, you're out. The last one standing wins.
Total
right?
line.
So here we go. I'll just let you watch. And I think you might have some idea about my hat. Right, so.
Last one.
Right. Took it right.
Don't mind it.
I think she might be dead.
She'll be all right.
Well, just I want to understand something. Like, she's still down. I love it how like nobody comes to her defense.
Well, so, can she get two for her then? Does the bull go after her again? Oh man, she got all that one. The bull even knew he got all that.
He's like, oh, sorry about that. I feel like she didn't think he was gonna hit her because he was going one direction, and then at the last minute, he's like, boom. I mean, she fucking launched her. pretty epic. I think people who do this are idiots, but there's no shortage of videos like
Well, they're probably paying them $500 to win, and some of those people probably need that $500. So you're willing to take a major loss. But the question is, does the organization cover your medical bills? Because she may not be able to walk again. I don't mean to laugh, but that's true. And so I know we've shown this multiple times, but I may show this every week, but I want to just know, why didn't Dana White start this league? Hi, Roxana.
Oof, lovely.
You know, I know we've seen this multiple times. It's another fucking slap league. Wouldn't people be more interested in this kind of slapping versus whatever the fuck Dana White's doing?
Yeah.
I'm just
I would say yes.
Feel like four more views. A couple more things before we get to knowledge. So here's Valerie Loretta saying, my house or your house, or my house is your house. But I just want to know, is that thing street legal?
Nope. Probably going to get a ticket for that.
I feel like you're getting a couple tickets.
At least.
At least 16 citations. Mm-hmm. Let's do a little Ask the Nuts. This is from Chaos on Twitter. Is this something we need in our lives? A pizza-scented Xbox controller.
That's weird.
It's like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Mm-hmm. And it's got pizza scent. He puts pizza scent in it.
Squish, squish. I mean, maybe. I would rather just have the pizza.
Yeah, seriously. Like, what are we doing here? You're just going to make me irritated by smelling pizza while I'm playing games. Mm-hmm. I don't need this kind of action. I'm having trouble operating my operating system and or browsers now. Right to Knowledge. What do you got?
I blew my wad with the Knowledge earlier with the Jake Paul thing. I was going to save it, but I highly recommend it. It was entertaining on Netflix. So what do you got?
Well, another thing, I didn't know this was a lane. I'm just going to post this and we'll kind of go from here. So apparently there's a thing that has a bunch of 1200 wrestling face sitting and femdom fetish videos. I'm not sure what this lane is, but it's like submission fighting.
Hmm.
Of some sort.
Huh.
Taekwondos kick you in the groins. Gamora knee to, that's illegal. You can't knee to the head. Huh.
I like it.
Like, what is this?
I mean,
I don't know. Once again, I don't think she's street legal. Oh, good for them. There's a lane for everyone. I didn't know I needed to drive in that one. And on that note, I think we can shut it down where we go two off the rails. It's all about Alaska.
Yes.
Pizza. Different lanes to drive in.
Mm-hmm. Hi. That has been another edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.